And you're very welcome back to David Brennan Memorial Park here, of course. It's full time here in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship quarter final. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by a very happy Gidor Bannister, Ronan McNillis. Ronan, heart in the mouth stuff there, but your side prevailed at the end. But a big game here this evening. It went right down to the wire.
Yeah, look, we wouldn't be happy at all with that performance. We were periods, the last 15 in the first half maybe, and then 20 minutes or so in the second half. We were very good, very impressive. Not perfect, but we were happy. But then the last 10, wouldn't be happy at all with that. So, you know, we're there, we're in the semi-final. We've kind of stuttered our way to here. So we have a lot to improve on, and that performance won't be good enough in a semi-final. We just about got away with it today.
Yeah, I suppose against the breeze in the first half, obviously, throughout the championship, if you've got a breeze, obviously you put up a big score at halftime. You didn't really allow Kilcare to do that. It was just that one point that separated you halftime. You had to be very happy with that.
We were delighted, but Kilcare had three goal chances in the first half and they didn't take any of them. So even one of them goes in as 4 points, you know, so it could have been a totally different story in regards to their shooting for points. We'd be happy enough. We didn't allow too many shots. Any shot they had, was there was decent pressure on it, and it was from distance out. Kilcare seemed happy to take them on, and some days they go over, but luckily for us today they didn't. So no, we were happy to only be a point down at half time. Not overly happy with the performance, but you'll take that when it comes to championship football. You can't have it perfect all the time, I suppose.
And suppose those goal chances took Gidor time to settle, because as you indicated, the goal chances came from Kilcare. If they got one or two of those, potentially would have been a second half would have been different. But you continue to really get that structure right. And suppose when you got that structure right, Gidor made it very difficult for Kilcare to get through the middle.
Yeah, in the second half, we defended brilliantly. Obviously, they had to get closer to goal to get shots off, and any time they came in, I don't know how many turnovers we got in the second half there, but it was pretty good. And we did well on kickouts too. I think we would say we won a high percentage of kickouts, breaking balls and stuff. But there was a few over the top that maybe were dangerous too. But look, our boys are... They brought a lot of heart there today. They brought a lot of hard work. They were well up for it. And when we were under pressure, they really dug in. So you'd have to be delighted with that. They have a great attitude. Everything we ask of them, they do it. And they go above and beyond for that green jersey.
The movement of the ball from your centre-half back to your full forward, of course, you went long a number of times, but you potentially like to keep the ball and wait for the runners. And we've just seen the work of Darrell Beale tonight as well, up and down the pitch. You had Ethan Harkin as well, McGill Coyle as well moving. So, you know, that new modern game has suited your style of play this year.
Yeah, like, we have a lot of pace in the team, and our boys are serious running power in a lot of our players, and they really brought it there tonight, especially you were on about Dara and Finan, but really have to hand it to Ethan Harkin. Tonight he was under a lot of pressure. You know, he's always a marked man, and he showed today like what a footballer he is, and that's down to nothing but his own hard work, and his own hard work off the pitch all year. It's been immense. He's down kicking, down practicing, and he's worked so hard in his game. So tonight he had a great performance, and he deserved that. But yeah, like, it doesn't just come from him either. The other boys, you know, working the ball to him, and those runners running the ball at pace to him, and the odd time letting it in. So you have to be able to mix it up a wee bit. So I felt we did that tonight.
60 minutes on the clock. It was Gidor 14 points. It was Kilcare 9 points. Long ball in from Ryan McHugh. Patrick McGrady got a sniff of it, and he does what Patrick McGrady's done down through the years, put the ball into the back of the net. What was your thoughts then in that occasion, Ronan?
Just wanted to end it, blow the whistle and call it off. But it was just one of those. Ball came in, I think we broke it down. Ball failed to Paddy. He turned and stuck it in the net. It's just... It's such a dangerous ball, that, and they got a goal off it, so that was hard to take. But again, I think didn't they get the next score as well? So we're really under the cosh. But then that man Michael Rorty stepped up and stuck an unbelievable two-pointer. He's been mad trying them all year, and we're trying to put him off it. But in fairness, he can do it, and he stuck an unbelievable point there to put us three up again. So that was huge.
The pressure's off. You can sit back and watch the games tomorrow, and no doubt it doesn't really matter who you get in the semi-final, but Gidor are back in the semi-final. You got there last year. No doubt Ronan McNeillis on his side will want to do one more.
Yeah, like, we final 2 years ago. Some might say we were lucky to get there, whatever, and we didn't perform at all in the final. I felt last year we had a better year. We only lost to Unis by a point in the semi, and we knew we're not far away. And yeah, we're not setting the world alight this year, but when you have the quality of players we have there and the hard work they put in and the effort they put in for the Gansey gloss, as we call it, you know, you're never going to be too far away, hopefully.